Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
NAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. Breaking news this morning, we have new information this hour on that fatal accident involving an Amtrak train near Union Station in Northeast D.C. late last night.
Initial reports from the scene indicated the two people killed were trespassers, but CSX is now confirming they were CSX employees. Struck by Amtrak train 175 as it approached Union Station at around 11:20 last night. 121 passengers were on board and no one on the train was hurt. They were all eventually offloaded onto another train, which took them into Union Station. The incident took place along New York Avenue under the 9th Street Bridge. The train remains in place there as the investigation continues, and federal investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are on scene trying to determine what those workers were doing on the track. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
So for now, Amtrak service between Washington and Philadelphia has been suspended. Mark's Penn Line has limited service this morning, only going as far as New Carrollton, where you can transfer to Metro. Camden Line trains are stopping at Greenbelt. The Republicans' long-promised repeal of Obamacare stands in limbo after Senate GOP leaders postponed a vote on the bill.
Senate leaders are still trying to get some sort of agreement this week. Senate leaders, despite that hopeful talk, however, really seeing the same hurdles that they've faced over the last couple of months. Now, in terms of the House, they were able to resurrect their own bill in the spring. And the real question this morning is, can the Senate do the same?
Correspondent Suzanne Melvaux. D.C. teachers need places to park. But one D.C. council member thinks more parking lots is not the answer. Council member Charles Allen's proposal would allow the mayor to create special parking zones in nearby residential neighborhoods.
And in the middle of the day, a lot of people are at work, so there's less demand for that curbside residential parking, so we have space for the teachers.
Teachers would, however, have to pay a small fee to park. Two area counties are having trouble expanding the taxicab industry, so it's begging the question, do we still need cabs in the suburbs?
Fairfax County studied how many people were using cabs there. They saw 1/6 reduction in rides since 2013. They also found there'd be no impact to service if they got rid of about 100 cabs. Board of Supervisors and Chairman Sharon Bolivar deciding not to approve any more licenses this year.
That motion carries, and that's about the shortest taxicab discussion we've ever had.
Up in Montgomery County, they're having trouble finding enough people to apply to run handicap accessible cabs. They're extending the deadline, says Council President Roger Berliner.
The market for taxicab PVLs is not very robust right now.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An internal watchdog has found no wrongdoing by the National Park Service in a dispute over crowd size estimates at President Trump's inauguration. One person had complained that a senior Park Service official had instructed employees to alter crowd size records. A separate complaint claimed that officials leaked information to the media about a phone call the day after the inauguration from Mr. Trump to the acting Park Service director. But the Interior Department's Office of Inspector General now says it found no evidence to substantiate either claim. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is dumping a policy put in place by former Governor Martin O'Malley that was aimed at encouraging alternative ways to get rid of solid waste. The O'Malley policy limited new or expanded landfill capacity, but Hogan says that policy created unnecessary hardships and overflowing landfills. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 21,311, the NASDAQ at 61,47. Sports, Max Scherzer dominates as the Nats beat the Cubs. The Orioles win their third straight. WMDA, the Mystics win again. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The journey of a lifetime could lead to a recording contract and guaranteed radio airplay. Go to NashNextPresents.com and register today. Nash Next 2017. Sponsored nationally by Country Inns and Suites.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls. Gas station attendants would actually pump your gas. And people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Celebrate Independence Day at Bray & Scarf's Independence Bray Sale with exclusive double rebates on GE Profile packages going on now. Not $400, but $800 back on GE Profile at Bray & Scarf, the number one local and independent appliance retailer with factory-trained experts who are ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayAndScarf.com.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through town, New York Avenue inbound commuters. Boy, we've had a tough go at it this morning with police activity heading inbound after West Virginia Montana Avenues. That still blocks the right lane. Now, that has given us delays coming out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. And unfortunately now, in the backups, and this is where the delay ends, it's to this crash inbound New York Avenue right after Bladensburg Road as you come up to West Virginia Montana Avenue. So unfortunately, have a couple lanes blocked here on New York Avenue. Now, north of New York Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue, that does pick up some of bailout traffic already, but that works possible alternate for you. On the southeast Southwest Freeway, it was emergency work zone westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. They've now picked up, but a little bit too late, my opinion here. Coming off of 295, just jammed. Cross the 11th Street Bridge, Douglas Bridge, that picks up heavy delays onto South Capitol Street into town. 395 through Landmark Heavy, again, across the 14th Street Bridge, focusing on the crash in Lorton north on 95, a continuous backup out of Dale City, but everything to the shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today. We keep that dry feel, 82 for the high. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, it will feel hotter and also feel less dry with a sun and cloud mix up to around 90, low to mid-90s Friday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Leesburg, 53 in Bethesda, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. Sarah Palin sues the New York Times for defamation. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
Hey, good morning. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Got a big show still left for you this morning. 8:05, we got this guy, Mike Antolini. He's the Quicken Loans National Tournament Director. And then at 8:35, we've got a Maryland State Delegate, Jay Walker. He's Larry Hogan seeking an investigation of the Prince George's County school system. We got great inflation. Everyone going crazy about that. Maryland State Delegate Jay Walker here to talk about that. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnese. I'm joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. So I don't know if you heard, but the Republicans punted on health care. They're not going to have a vote. They're going away for 4th of July.
You don't
They're going to go home, have some hot dogs,
you don't
get yelled
say.
At by constituents, although I will not be surprised if many of them stay away from their constituents. Because I'm willing to bet that a lot of the people who voted for them are very, very unhappy. Here's Mitch McConnell telling us about they're not going to be voting on the bill this weekend. Why?
As I think you may have already heard, we're going to continue the discussions within our conference on the differences that we have, that we're continuing to try to litigate. Consequently, we will not be on the bill this week, but we're still working toward getting at least 50 people in a comfortable place. We're going down to the White House at 4 o'clock. The president invited us to come down. The White House has been very much involved in these discussions. They're very anxious to help, and we appreciate the invitation, and I hope all of our members will head down. I think that will likely be the case.
All right, so they all got in buses last night and trudged down like a class trip with a brown paper bag with their sandwich in it that their mom packed, and they went to the White House last night.
Right.
And they spoke to the president, and we'll see how successful that was. I don't know. I just had this mental picture of, I was hoping President Trump would put him in a conference room, close the door, lock it, and say, all right, you're not getting out until you figure this out. Until you work together, you figure this out, you're not getting out.
Well, so, the president actually just tweeted about this just minutes ago.
Really?
He's saying again that 10 minutes ago now, some of the fake news media like to say that I'm totally not engaged in healthcare. Wrong. I know the subject well and want victory for U.S.
All right.
So there you go.
We want to know from you, though, did they do the right thing by punting? Did the Republicans do the right thing by tabling this? Or would you have preferred that they forced a vote before the 4th of July and the senators had to be on record? You made them put their name to it because we know a lot of them are facing some re-election fights coming up, right? We've got midterms not that far away. And in their brains, they're trying to do what they think is going to get them re-elected. So do you want them to have to put, you know, say yay or nay or I abstain and put it on record? So did they do the right thing by kicking the can down the road? That can, let me tell you, there's not much left to that can. That can has been kicked so many times down the road. There's not much left to it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
But we do know that the longer that they wait, the closer they get to 2018. This is how time works, right? If you wait for something, a date approaches. And as we get into 2018, then it's all political considerations. The further they push this back, the more likely it's going to be that this thing is politically conscious, that it's going to be more about, rather than the outcomes, it's going to be more about protecting people's jobs in office. And I keep saying this, I don't think Republicans have a coherent rationale for what they're attempting to do with America's healthcare system. They don't. They haven't given us the bottom line. What's the goal? What's the mission? Rescuing it from Obamacare is all well and good, but what should it look like when you replace it? You keep arguing for repeal and replace. So what does replace mean? What kind of system will we have? Will the government be less involved or just about as much involved? And right now it seems like it's the latter. This is why, you know, I said the Club for Growth came out yesterday in opposition to the Senate bill because they're like, look, this is just like basically keeping Obamacare around. Let's change that. It's Rand Paul for the longest time is the only thing that we agree on, Republicans are saying, is repeal. So why can't we do that? So there's some holdouts now, and it's pushing this thing back beyond the Independence Day break.
So did they do the right thing? Here's President Trump and his thoughts.
So we're going to talk, and we're going to see what we can do. We're getting very close. But for the country, we have to have health care. And it can't be Obamacare, which is melting down. The other side is saying all sorts of things before they even knew what the bill was. This will be great if we get it done. And if we don't get it done, it's just going to be something that we're not going to like. And that's okay. And I understand that very well. But I think we have a chance to do something very, very important for the public, very, very important for the people of our country.
Absolutely, very, very important. I want to see them just continue kicking the can down the road until Obamacare implodes. And now you've repealed it because it has imploded. So now you've got a clean slate for the most part, and let's start all over. 888-630-9625. John in Fredericksburg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, John.
I should say good morning again. I really think they should have done a clean repeal right up front. I think as time goes on, it's harder, but they should have done a clean repeal. It would have told the Democrats, you have no hope of retaining this because it's, let's say it's dead on December 31st, and it puts the pressure on everyone, them too, to come up with a bill that works. And that's what they should have done. They should, I agree with Rand Paul, do it now and then, you know, focus on producing a bill that works. That way people feel like at least they got rid of Obamacare. And it's dead at the end of the year.
That's what the mandate is, if anything.
Right.
All these guys who are elected on the strength of their healthcare positions were elected on the strength of the repeal portion. The replace portion, not so much. And we have this system now where everyone's kind of getting the Obamacare entitlement. And, you know, everyone has said now, like, once you get that entitlement, you can't get rid of it by and large. Well, if you're going to make an effort, you better be able to explain it. And Republicans have just failed on that front so far.
Absolutely. Let's get Radu and Potomac in here. Radu, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Are you happy that they didn't take a vote?
Good morning. I am happy. I don't want them to take a vote at all. To me, this is not repealing it. I want it repealed. All right? It was going to die on its own. Leave it alone. A couple more years, it was going to die on its own. Right now, we're trying to change it, and guess what? They're going to make us own it, and if something else is going to continue going bad, which it will be because it's a disaster, we are going to be responsible of it. You, the Republicans, change it. So, no, I don't want to vote. I don't want to vote when they come back. I want them to drop it. I want them to continue the way it is because it's dying on its own very quickly and very surely.
But whatever political Absolutely. Capital will be gained out of letting that thing collapse will go to the Democrats, though. Republicans are not going to be credited with allowing this thing to collapse and then all of a sudden be like, Republicans, save us. Democrats are just going to simply say, Republicans let the thing head into disaster. They knew it was coming. They told us years ago, and here they did nothing to stop it. Either way, Republicans will get the blame. More from you coming up on this. Are you happy that they kicked this healthcare vote down the road? 888-630-9625. It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple of our tough spots. Let's begin. Of course, we have a lot of volume with the rush hour, but Interstate 95, Virginia, Stafford to Aquia, slowing and a continuous delay out of Dale City heading up in toward Lorton and Newington. Now, this is the crash I've been talking about for a long time. All that's been confined to the shoulder, but they still haven't cleared it. So they put cones up, tow trucks there, police are there. So northbound 95, again, Dale City, get you through Lorton toward Newington. 395, heavy through Landmark, and again, across the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295, it is slow just about its entire length. Coming off of the Beltway, past the Naval Research Lab, a lot of commuters now heading in over the Douglas Bridge to South Capitol Street. But the earlier problem had been the emergency work zone, I should say. Well, yes, they were working. After the 3rd Street Tunnel, no longer in the left lane. Inbound New York Avenue, the crash just cleared. It was inbound just after Bladensburg Road. It had been blocking two right lanes with the big delays through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it's going to be sunny, a high of 82 degrees, beautiful. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 65. And then tomorrow, we're going to have some sunshine and clouds mix with a high of 90 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 7:16 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
So did Congress do the right thing? Did Republicans do the right thing by saying, you know, we're not going to have a vote on health care. We're going to go on vacation. We're going to go away for our break for 4th of July. We're going to come back and we're going to give it the old college try again. Or should they have forced the hands of the senators and forced everybody to vote one way or the other? 888-630-9625. Eric in Colorado. I've been saying this for a long time. Eric, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Yes, I'm glad they kicked it. Nobody's bothering to watch Trump. When Trump has a problem with contracts, he goes to the source. He has a problem with unions, he goes to the unions. When he has a problem with the airplanes, he goes to Lockheed and Boeing to renegotiate contracts. These idiots are looking at each other saying, gee, what do we do? What do we do? Not one, not the speaker, not McConnell went to Humana or Aetna and said, what kind of plans can you put together for a free market society so we can do whatever we need to do to complement and get things moving? They're looking at each other like a bunch of idiot lawyers, and look what we have.
I have said this for the longest time, Eric. I never understood why we tasked lawyers with the responsibility. We didn't task it. They took it upon themselves to revamp the healthcare system. That should have been the purview of insurance companies, doctors, and healthcare providers, because they're the ones who are in their trenches. They're the ones who understand why care is so expensive.
But I will say that insurance companies were far too involved in Obamacare to begin with.
I agree.
And all those hands in the pot led to a horrendous law.
How many health care providers were involved in that, though? That was the missing piece with Obamacare.
Well, a lot of people made out like bandits because at the end of the day, there's all these minimum standards now for health care that are all dictated based on what? There's nonsense. It's just like the minimum health standards that anybody can get. Like the fact that I have sex change, whatever, built into my minimum requirements, that's all product of health insurance companies getting involved in the process of drafting legislation. And, you know, I'm not for that.
How many providers, how many doctors, how many nurses, how many hospitals were involved in sitting and saying, this is why I prescribed this many tests. This is why this happens. This is why none of those people were really involved. This is like having contractors the United Auto Workers revamp the education system in this country. You should have teachers do it. Teachers would want to be involved. Principals would want to be involved. Those people should be the ones who are involved.
There are a lot of stakeholders here, but if the end result is lowering costs and improving care, those should be the focus points, not all this other nonsense.
Johnny in Texas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning from Texas. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, glad you're joining us.
Well, I am disappointed with our Senator Ted Cruz. I think that they should at least allow it to come down for discussion. When you don't allow it to come down for discussion, then you're obstructing. And that's what the Democrats are doing. They're obstructing. So, you know, they need to get together. There needs to be, I feel, a compromise, because we're not going to go back to not having pre-existing conditions. We're not going to go back to adult children being able to be on the insurance until 26. There's just some very popular things that are in Obamacare. It's all about how Obamacare is finance.
Well, then, if that's the case, Johnny, if we're not going to be able to revert the most expensive elements of Obamacare, then ultimately, this truth, the criticism's right. All we're doing is restoring Obamacare, making Obamacare whole. And I'm not sure that that's what people who supported Donald Trump or Republicans were looking for in the first place.
Well, but here's the thing, though. You are going to continually have these splits in the Republican Party, and nothing's going to happen. And yes, this will be put, Obamacare, the fault of that, will be put on the Republicans next year, because the Democrats are going to come out and they're going to say, hey, the Republicans, Donald Trump, President Trump, stopped the financing of Obamacare. And that is why this is failing now. Whether that be true or not, it's not true, by the way. But they're going to pin this whole thing on them. So I would rather have some kind of compromise here and do something with this instead of do nothing with it. And that's what we're doing now, is absolutely nothing. And it's not good. It's not good for the party.
All right.
Well, the Republicans are once again seizing defeat from the jaws of victory, which they do with alarming regularity and makes me just bang my head against the wall.
Let's try Bob in Hyattsville. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, sir.
I'd like them to take a little different approach with this.
Sure.
You take homeowners insurance and you remove people that need flood insurance out of the normal pool that buy homeowners insurance. They're not included in that group. It's a separate program. And what needs to happen is the people with pre-existing conditions that are currently in the insurance pool,
sure,
need to be taken out of that so that the rates can be adjusted for people that qualify for normal health insurance.
Right. So if we're going to run healthcare as a charity, let's break off the charity cases and then restore the insurance market into actually being insurance against future problems, right?
Exactly. And you take the people that would be in this pool pay for it, okay? But they get a break on what the rate would have to be if they were going to be covered completely, just like flood insurance people. And you could explain that to the general public and they'd accept it. Then
right,
you'd have the pool that would be left would be just the normal population that needs health insurance.
Right. It's not insurance if the house is already underwater.
And it's they'd have to. The key here is they would have to explain it, and Republicans are woefully inept at doing that. Just terrible. 7:23 on WMAL.
This Congress Today report is brought to you by United Health Group.
It appears money is one reason Jason Chaffetz is taking an early exit from Congress. The Utah Republican has two kids in college, a third going soon, and he says he can't afford all that, plus a home in Utah and an apartment in D.C. Chaffetz spent his time here living in his office, and he says members of Congress should receive $2,500 a month for housing. With an apartment, he says his family would have visited D.C. more, and he'd have flown home less. I'm John Matthews.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
It's 7:25 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by IKEA. Heading to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge out of Maryland. Now delays back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. Trouble spot, though, are up ahead before you get to 295, just as you pass 210 in the through lanes. Those are the center lanes. The local lanes that take you to the local exits are fine, but in the through lanes, this two-car crash with just the right lane slowly getting by, still waiting for a help to arrive to the scene here. I do see one police car as you come up again to this accident, 295 on the way to the Wilson Bridge. On 295 northbound, as you come from the bridge area, going north past the Naval Research Lab, a continuous backup, slow go this morning over the Douglas Bridge, over the 11th Street Bridge. Had an earlier problem on the westbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. That has been wrapped up. The crash cleared on New York Avenue, inbound after Bladensburg Road. You get all your lanes reopened after Bladensburg, but up ahead at Kendall Street. We still have the right lane blocked with police department activity doing the investigation on Amtrak. Around the Beltway topside, from 95 to George Avenue, slow, and Virginia Beltway from 66 to the Legion Bridge under speed. Now through July 11th, IKEA family members can get up to 20% off mattresses, $150 or more while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com and start shopping. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today before it heats up again tomorrow. Sunshine and 82. Tonight mostly clear, low 65. Tomorrow sun and cloud mix and 90. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 63 degrees at 727 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about Genucel. With its immediate effects, it's only 50% off for a limited time only. That's right, half price clearance sale for Genucel. Order Genucel for bags and puffiness right now. You'll also get Chamonix's new Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. You'll rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before, so you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin. And the bags and puffiness under your eyes, they'll be gone. Join Chamonix's million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, your face, and your body. I use these products, and I love them. I know you will, too. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion is free while supplies last. Call or click now, and shipping is also free. This half-price clearance is not going to be around forever. Go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Hi, everybody. Jay Leno here, and I'm back with an all-new season of Jay Leno's Garage. Join me and my guests, Tim Allen, Michael Strahan, President George W. Bush, Wanda Sykes, and more. Living quickly, living almost obnoxiously, living the dream, or is it a nightmare? Yeah! Jay Leno's Garage. Season premiere tonight, 9 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Well, the president of the United States and company trying hard to get these sanctuary cities to stop breaking the law. But you know who supports sanctuary cities? The Mexican government. We're going to discuss when we return. Our mornings on the mall. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. New information this hour about the overnight Amtrak fatal accident. Those two people struck and killed by an Amtrak train near Union Station were not trespassers.
Just in the past hour, CSX has confirmed the two people struck on the tracks were CSX employees. They were struck by Amtrak's train 175 from New York at around 11:20 last night. This happened near New York Avenue, just under the 9th Street Bridge. None of the 121 passengers on board was injured. They were eventually offloaded onto another train, which completed the trip into Union Station. There's no word yet what those workers may have been doing on the tracks. Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board are on the scene, and the train remains in place as the investigation continues. I'm John Matthews in the WMAL newsroom.
Now, the accident that Amtrak's dealing with is also affecting MARC rail commuters this morning. MARC's Penn Line has limited service, only going as far as New Carrollton, where you can transfer to Metro. Camden Line trains are stopping at Green Belt. Maryland's top education officials will be looking into the claim that Prince George's County high school graduation rates were artificially inflated. The State Board of Education has agreed to launch a review of the allegations, which the county school CEO has denied. Outgoing Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz is proposing that members of Congress get a stipend on top of their salary to cover the high cost of housing in Washington. Chaffetz says it's hard to get by on the congressional salary of $174,000 when you have to live in what he calls one of the most expensive places in the world. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,311, the NASDAQ at 61,47. Sports in the battle of former Cy Young winners, Max Scherzer tops Jake Arrieta as the Nats beat the Cubs. The O's win again, so do the Mystics. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viraggio. At Mervis, we show fine-quality GIA-graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed, or Jonathan, or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
You'll never see an air conditioner kiosk at the mall.
Here's
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
No one's going to go door-to-door to sell you a furnace or an air conditioner. But this time of the year, I really want to get the word out about the terrific deals you can get on a Lennox system. I'm offering qualified homeowners a brand new Lennox home comfort system, heating and air conditioning, for as low as $82 per month. No money down, no annoying points or fees, and I'll even sweeten this terrific deal. Get a 10-year parts and labor warranty at no extra charge. Yeah, I know. A new heating and cooling system is a big investment. That's why I've got my stand-up guys raring to go. And no high-pressure sales judo. I wouldn't want you to miss out on those low monthly payments and 10-year parts and labor warranty. I want Snell to be the company that's famous for getting families the information they need to make the right choice for you.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up. No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged five times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WNAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge in the through lanes. A lot of moving around here. The scene of the crash on the Beltway Interloop as you come past 210 toward 295. Oh, the MDOT truck. They're just able to wiggle the tow truck over to the shoulder, and it looks like you have two lanes now open. So this has just literally changed. Heading again in those center through lanes as you pass 210 toward 295. You have two lanes now getting by the scene of the crash. Confined to the left shoulder. Thank you for the good work there. All right. For everyone heading to the Wilson Bridge, you're hitting those delays back near Route 5 Branch Avenue. So as you come around that stretch out of Forestville, keep alert. That's outer loop now. We have a crash. Forestville past Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue. Inbound New York Avenue slows as you come out of Chevrolet and Riverdale. Had the crash near Bladensburg Road. That was cleared, and now we still have the right lane block near Kendall Street due to the investigation on Amtrak. 270, nothing to report, but the volume with us in this heavy slowdown through Urbana, again in Germantown and Gaithersburg to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keep the sunshine today and temperatures on the cool side of average. 82 for the high, mostly clear tonight, low 65. Hotter tomorrow, sun and cloud mix and 90. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Stafford, 55 in Damascus, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
And good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Wednesday morning. Joining us at 8:05 will be Mike Antolini. He is the director of the Quicken Loans National Tournament. Big, big event in this area. A lot of people attend this, and he's going to tell us what is coming up for this year's tournament. And at 8:35 is Jay Walker. He is a Maryland state delegate. We're going to go a little bit more in depth on the story about Governor Hogan seeking an investigation into the Prince George's County schools with allegations of grade inflation. That's a big deal. That affects not just the kids who are involved, but it affects your kids as well because they work for their grades. So we'll find out what's going on with that. It is Mary Walter sitting in with Vince Colonnais. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. So this, I don't know if you've been following the sanctuary city issue in Texas. There's a Texas law that's been challenged in federal court on sanctuary cities. Texas is trying to get tough on sanctuary cities in their state, and it went to court this week. and it's being debated. And lawyers for several of the Texas cities are upset. They're calling it draconian and unconstitutional that the state is trying to force local law enforcement to be involved in reporting when illegal immigrants are taken into custody. Like, that's not our job. We don't want to be a part of that. Well, so, of course, there's a legal battle playing out, as it will probably around the country, as the federal government and various states to try and get tough on sanctuary cities. But Mexico now filed an affidavit Monday in support of that lawsuit against the implementation of the Texas law to punish sanctuary cities. Mexico. The government of Mexico. The Mexican government said in a statement that the law, get this, could increase racial discrimination and create an environment of persecution. The statement said that, this is all according to the Daily Caller, the statement said that the number of calls to the Center for Information and Assistance for Mexicans in Texas in May and June increased 678% compared to the year prior. This is reflective of the uncertainty and anguish that the Mexican community in Texas has felt due to the law.
I'm so glad to see Mexico solved all their problems. So what Mexico is doing is they're suing the state of Texas because they don't want their citizens back.
Well, they've filed an affidavit in support of that lawsuit, right? And right. They're upset. They're joining that legal battle because they're saying, don't send them back. We don't want them.
Please keep them. Well, listen, it sounds funny in that sense, but the reason they don't want them back is because of the money that they send back to family that are still in Mexico. That is a huge part of their budget in Mexico, of the income that they have, is money that is sent from Mexican nationals that are in this country, that are working here, and they send it back to their family members. So Mexico wants to keep that faucet open.
Yeah, of course they do. The Senate bill, excuse me, the Texas bill punishes local officials that don't comply with federal immigration detainers. Let's see. The law doesn't mandate that local law enforcement ask about the immigration status of anyone they've arrested or detained. It just gives them permission to do so.
Yeah, now the law is being supported by our Department of Justice. Our DOJ, Jeff Sessions, filed a statement of interest last week supporting Texas. So basically, you have the Mexican government on one side challenging this, and you have, supporting the challengers, and you have the DOJ in a twist from the Obama administration, whereas the Obama administration's DOJ would have been siding with the Mexican government on this. Donald Trump's DOJ is siding with the state of Texas on this.
So every time I hear about this, this is not the first time Mexico has signaled its support for sanctuary cities in the United States. And you mentioned the flow of money, obviously. That's very important to the Mexican government. Clearly, Mexico also has its own immigration challenges, which is to say that they have illegal immigrants flowing up from their southern border as well. And they don't want to see deportations of Central Americans back into Mexico, pushed back through the fence of the United States. That's clearly an issue that they need to get control of as well. But doesn't that send such a huge message that Mexico is pro-sanctuary city in the United States? That should tell you everything, that this is not a good policy for our country.
Now, just so you know, in 2013, the estimated amount of money that immigrants in America are sending home altogether, $120 billion. $120 billion with a B. That is crazy. Now, obviously, that's not all going to Mexico. That is overall the amount of money that is sent by foreigners in this country back home to their home countries. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Department of Justice fully supports Texas's effort and is participating in this lawsuit because of the strong federal interest in facilitating the state and local cooperation that is critical in enforcing our nation's immigration laws.
Yeah, they need help. I mean, what would you rather the system be? Would you rather the system be that the federal immigration authorities are everywhere? All of a sudden, we need to just explode the size of federal immigration authorities in order to get them to enforce immigration laws across the entire country. That's definitely not the liberal solution, at least in terms of putting immigration agents in front of every single person in the country. Or would you rather have it be that when you come into contact with law enforcement of any jurisdiction, that one of the considerations is whether or not you're a citizen of the United States? How difficult is it to ask that question? to just be like, you know, check off the box or verify that you're a citizen of this town, this county, this state, this country. Might make a little bit of sense to establish that. And how much extra work does that play? This is all, this puts such a burden on local law enforcement. Not that much. Yeah. And ultimately, it's in the interest of the United States, especially when we hear time after time after time, illegal immigrants committing crimes that wouldn't have happened in the United States were they not here in the first place.
Absolutely. 743 on WMAL.
Are you ignoring your 401k? If so, it could cost you a small fortune. Learn 7 strategies that could reboot your 401k on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
For the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, Maryland commuters out of Fort Washington. Now, a little bit extra time needed on 210 due to the crash. It's on the northbound side as you come up to Old Fort Road South. So again, 210 in the Fort Washington area, slow beyond near Palmer Road and Livingston Road below speed. That's pretty normal there. Now, to the Wilson Bridge, unfortunately had a crash in the through lanes. Those are the center lanes. Through lanes at 210, everything confined to the shoulder, but everybody coming out of the Route 5 area, slow, hitting the brakes pretty hard here as you push toward the Wilson Bridge. On 295, northbound from the Beltway to and across the 11th Street Bridge, heavy delays. 395 and through Landmark and again Pentagon into town. Focused on the crash still, Virginia, northbound out of Dale City, solid lineup through toward Newington in the backups near Route 1. Had the crash now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today. We keep that dry feel, 82 for the high. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 65. Tomorrow it will feel hotter and also feel less dry with a sun and cloud mix up to around 90. Low to mid-90s Friday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
The circle of life. Actually, more, this is about our friends, the little friends, the furry ones, the crawly ones, the creepy ones, the ones that are adorable and the ones that kill you.
Yes.
So we had a story on Monday, Vince, while you were gone, about how the TSA is going to start going through your books and your magazines to see what you're reading and everything.
Right.
Which I found creepy.
As they should, to give recommendations or whatever.
Exactly. That's exactly why they're doing it. Well, beat this. In Boston, the TSA found a 20-pound lobster in someone's luggage. 20 pounds. It's alive. It was alive. And they said the only thing that made this unusual was the size of the lobster. This thing is huge. It's huge. He's just holding up this big lobster, this big 20-pound live lobster.
Is that because the claws could be used as a weapon? That's why they stopped it?
Well, it did have the rubber bands, which I think maybe we can use against potential terrorists. Just put rubber bands on their hands and we'll be good.
Potential terrorists.
Yes.
I'd like to have you at the airport just spotting people, putting rubber bands on their hands.
Over here.
Come here. Get rubber banded.
Rubber bands. A spokesman for the TSA shared a picture of a lobster weighing more than 20 pounds. It was detected in a checked bag in Terminal C on Sunday morning. Now, believe it or not, lobsters can legally travel in either carry-on or checked bags. They say it's very common at New England airports, but this one was notable because of how big it is. The lobster was traveling in a cooler and was alive and well. I beg to differ with that. I think if you ask the lobster, he was not well at all. He was in a cooler with ice, not a happy camper at all. Probably would have been much happier in the ocean.
He had to check a bag, and they charge fees now for that.
That's true.
He was upset.
He was alive, but not well. In Sunapee, New Hampshire, this 80-year-old woman, her name is Elsie Dabrowski. You know she's 80 because her name is Elsie.
Mm-hmm.
She's out gardening over the weekend, a couple of dogs with her. All of a sudden, she has jumped, an animal attacked her. And it bit her face, her arms, and her back. And she said it was a bobcat. A bobcat. And she said, my thoughts at the moment were, why is this stupid cat attacking me? That's why she's 80. She said she tried to fight the bobcat off with her garden sickle.
Right.
But it was ultimately chased off by her dogs. Her adult son heard the commotion, rushed outside with a shotgun, which he used to kill the bobcat. And the animal carcass was tested, and it tested positive for rabies.
Whoa.
Yeah, so she needed over 50 stitches to close her wounds, and I think you have to get those shots then for rabies, right?
Probably. Does sound like she worked herself into a lather.
but I'm bummed.
I don't know if she was frothing at the mouth, but it was a pretty intense day. That's all I'm saying.
It's 80 years old. Why is this stupid cat attacking me? And lastly,
I love that. By the way, two dogs and your son rushes out with a shotgun and kills the thing. You have the coolest family ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm for that one.
I love that she gardens with a sickle, personally. And the lastly, somewhat sad news, our pets are getting fatter, which I don't think is a shock. According to a State of Pet Health report out of Banfield Pet Hospital, They found that 1 in 3 pets in 2016 was overweight or obese. And they said they noticed this trend starting 5 years ago. They said more than 20 disease conditions have been linked with pets being overweight. So it's just like humans. And they found that having an overweight dog or cat's going to cost you more, too. So they said, do the same thing you would do with a human. Cut back on the food and go for a walk.
Stop your pet from waddling.
It's not cute. It is 7:51 on WMAL.
Today. If you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good day.
Hi, everybody. Jay Leno here, and I'm back with an all-new season of Jay Leno's Garage. Join me and my guests, Tim Allen, Michael Strahan, President George W. Bush, Wanda Sykes, and more. Living quickly, living almost obnoxiously, living the dream, or is it a nightmare? Yeah! Jay Leno's Garage. Season premiere tonight, 9 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
7:53, it's time to check in on how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk.
Good Wednesday morning to you. Well, mixed futures this morning over here on Wall Street. The Dow and S&P look to open higher, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ is dragging lower this morning. Ransomware again, as businesses and governments find their computer systems locked up unless they make Bitcoin payments. The global Petya cyber attack does appear to be slowing now, though. Blue Apron has lowered its price range for shares this morning as it appears to go public, prepares to go public. It's a meal delivery service with lots of competition and no profits just yet. UPS is freezing pensions for 70,000 non-union workers. They'll be moved to 401k plans. UPS has a $10 billion pension deficit. General Mills just reported a nearly 8% quarterly profit, even though sales were down. Earnings and revenue beat estimates. The maker of Cheerios and kept a tight lid on cost and cut back on promotions. Universal's Islands of Adventure in Orlando is TripAdvisor's number one amusement park for the third year in a row. Orlando's Discovery Cove is number two, and Disney's Orlando's Magic Kingdom is number three. Universal, of course, is the parent company of CNBC. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in the UMUC MBA program starting July 5th. Earn an award-winning MBA in just 18 months for about $25,000. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
My folks have been married 60 years. They built a home together and were always there for us. So when Mom got sick, we swore we'd get her the care she needed. Keeping her and Dad together in their own home means everything to us. But now, I'm scared. I didn't realize how bad this new healthcare bill in Washington is until I talked to Mom's doctor. It cuts services that help them stay in their own home, like help with medications and simple things like bathing and eating. I'm raising my kids and working two jobs. Without these services, I couldn't manage caring for my parents, too. Just one vote in Congress could break us.
Across West Virginia, Medicaid provides critical services to thousands of seniors, helping provide the care they need at home instead of in an expensive nursing home. Call Senator Capito at 866-302-2140. Tell her to protect Medicaid and vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by Community Catalyst Action Fund.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, latest problem here, Interstate 95. Yes, it's our second problem of the morning. This one in Woodbridge, northbound 95, right as you come up to Route 1. Looks like everything now mostly confined to the right shoulder. They might be partially crowding that right lane, so we're just tiptoeing by through Dale City, again, and up across the Occoquan. Once you get beyond, leaving the Beltway, let's see, pretty much heavy delays the entire trip from Springfield to the American Legion Bridge in the backups crash reported on the Beltway Interloop right near 66 along the right side. Out of Fort Washington, a little bit better now, the crash to the shoulder. According to police, they tell me lanes are open on 210 northbound at Old Fort Road South. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today before it heats up again tomorrow. Sunshine and 82. Tonight, mostly clear, low 65. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix and 90. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It's 7:57.
Eric's IRS troubles were nasty.
I had 10 years of unpaid tax returns. I owed $83,000. I might have wound up in jail.
And unbelievably complex.
Things that are written in the tax code are so complicated that if you don't pay a tax professional to do your taxes, you're going to screw up. This was such a complex problem, I did not think anybody could solve it.
Eric's whole life was about to go down the drain, so he called Optima Tax Relief.
Optima was able to make sense out of the huge disaster, and Optima stopped it.
To say the least, Eric was very relieved.
They got me out of hot water, that's for sure. Optima saved me a boatload of money and got me out of a horribly complex situation. If not for Optima, I might be in jail right now.
Got a nasty, confusing tax problem? Do what Eric did and call Optima right now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
This summer, experience the open road in America's luxury brand. With all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Mark, you just led your team to victory today. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, what kind of sausage are they grilling out there? I can practically taste it from here.
Let's go back up to the booth.
Well, Diana, by the smell of things, there's no doubt they're cooking Premio Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own personal touch for a winning recipe.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Mike Antolini will be joining us. He is the tour director for the Quicken Loans National Tour, the golf tournament that is coming up. Big, big deal.
Yeah, I want to find out what happens when you yell, lock her up from the sidelines of a golf tournament. You might get locked up.
I think you should try it.
Sarah Palin is suing the New York Times. Some people think it's about time. That's all ahead. 8 o'clock now. The WMAL News is next.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.